This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 4th of April, 1963. The title of this lecture is Anatomy of the GPM. This tape is 67 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
How are you today? This is the 4th of April. AD 13, 1963. I've forgotten what Roman year it is. Offhand, I haven't calculated out lately. Nobody's using that calendar. But Scientologically, it's the year of the wind. That's for sure. This is another talk today on the GPM, the anatomy of which I am getting to be quite an authority. This is one of the more interesting pieces of bric-brac that a Thetan could pack around. And you're making a steady acquaintance with it, which might serve you in some good stead. I don't know if you put together for yourself or tried to take a look at the significances of what you're trying to do or what you were doing in essence, or realize the antiquity of the project in which you're engaged. Man's been trying to do this for a very, very long time and has been successfully drowning himself in the process. And on the whole tract, you have been trying to do this for a very long time. It's quite interesting now that it is occurring and that something is happening. And if you're having any trouble at all finding goals or finding the bank or finding items in the GPM, let me invite you to this interesting sidelight. Do you yourself have any idea of what you're tackling? Or are you just going through a bunch of confused motions? That's something you should ask yourself. You say, well, all this theory is all very well and good, but what I want to do is get down and audit. Well, that's fine, but are you in the position of a radio repairman who doesn't know anything about the radio he is repairing? And if you are in that position, you're going to be very worried and very upset and very distressed and so forth. It is essential to audit a PC today on the ramifications of goals and the GPM. It's essential to know what you are attacking. I know that sounds very banal, but in actual fact, some of the mistakes you're making aren't banal, they're idiotic. It simply shows a lack of acquaintance with what you're trying to do. You're trying to clear somebody, you're trying to clear a Thetan. Very good. Why isn't he clear? Well, he isn't clear because he misguidedly or otherwise tried to protect or get rid of or acquire havingness. He had some misalignment on the subject of havingness. And then he decided to think, not confront. And his thinkingness is dominant so that he now finds it totally unnecessary to know what he is attacking. He merely classifies it all under a big group or class of thought. All men are alike. All women are alike. All women are evil. All religion is bad. This sort of thing. So he gets a classification, so he knows now what is dangerous, and it isn't necessary to go through the arduous process of knowing what he is going up against. So you see that in auditing a GPM, I'm not saying you're doing this, but there is every tendency there to not confront. Why? You as the auditor have some tendency not to confront what you were doing, and certainly the PC has fantastic tendencies not to confront because he's running straight through not to confront. That's why he has an item. This item is bad women. Great, great. So he has an item, bad women. What does this essentially mean? This means his inability, fostered by himself and by reason of postulating a goal and so forth, to confront women has enormously been reduced. So now he is in a situation where he doesn't have to think about individual women. He just thinks about bad women. And there he is. He's got it all thought out now. He doesn't have to think any further. Somebody says woman. He says, well, that's bad women. And what do you do to counter bad women? Well, you become a debaucher, whatever a debaucher is, you see. And that's the pattern of behavior you go through in handling women. Somebody says women, you become a debaucher. That's dead simple, see? You've got, in other words, a total packaged answer. There's the stimuli, women, so now we know the package response, and we're all set. It's almost as simple as a car mechanic. When you look at a car, then you are a mechanic. You'd better be a mechanic if you look at a car. So the terminal is mechanic, and the op term is car. If you're mad at cars, then the thing to do is become a mechanic. I don't know if you've had your car repaired lately, but I think that's usually the pair that you find in most of the garages. If you're mad at cars, you become a mechanic. Then you can really wreck them. Now, what's this amount to? This means that you're auditing a PC whose confront is very poor on the subject that he is being asked to confront on. His confront is very poor. Now, you, as an auditor, Q&A-ing with the PC and taking his directions and so forth, are taking the directions of somebody who can't confront on the subject he's being audited on. And although every now and then the PC is right, particularly when he cognites on the item or something like that, he's right, you know, he bang, that's it, something like that. Providing the meter says he's right too, well, he's right. But what in essence are you doing when you Q&A and fumble and around? Now, this PC may have a very fine confront on the subject of anything under the sun but what you're auditing him on. The very fact that it is his bank says that he has a no confront on it. Well, fortunately, you, the auditor, don't have the same bank. So therefore, you can confront on the subject that the PC can't confront on. This is fortuitous, but that is what you were there, and that is what you were for, to keep the PC headed in the right direction. Now, there isn't really any excuse for fumbling around on the subject of the GPM and goals, because the data is now all known. That we've got the data. There it is. I mean, the GPM has certain anatomy. Goals line up in that particular line, and items are created in that particular way. And, well, that's all there is to it. I mean, there it is. How do you list? You list in a certain way. And how do you find items? You find items in a certain way. And there are certain rules which apply, and so forth. And if you really know what a GPM is, and really know what the goal is and how it lines up and all this sort of thing, it's really a very easy job. It's nothing to lose night's sleep over. It's a very easy job. You know you're there, or you don't know you're there. But to what degree are you taking advantage of the knowledge which we already have? To what degree are you taking advantage of this knowledge? Well, to a very slight degree indeed. To a great extent, you're still fumbling with how many do you list, what should the meter say, and so forth. You have not surmounted totally at this stage. You've not surmounted probably in its totality all of the things which you're handling, or the complexity of these things. In other words, you're not handling them all at once. You're still trying to get the tone arm centered so that you can null, you know. And as a matter of fact, what are you nulling? Well, others of you have this grasp, and you've already collided with a situation and understand what you are going up against. Now, the reason I'm stressing an understanding of this is what you're doing is terribly simple. It is an idiot's simplicity. Because, of course, you're handling something that an idiot put together. I mean, a Thetan becomes a complete idiot when he starts postulating goals and cutting down his confront and doing a bunch of package thinking and all this sort of thing, getting himself in the soup, turning on all kinds of semantics, having all sorts of trouble, running into unsolvable problems, and eventually denying his own goal and cutting his own throat and saying, well, that's it, and so forth. I postulated this goal to be a catfish, and here we are a few eons later, and oh, I hate catfish, you see. And so he's mixed up. He's the original mixed up kid. Now, despite the fact that the Freudians, in their defeat at the hands of aberration and such studies of the mind, said that you had to be aberrated in order to get along at all, well, that has no validity at all. I've had some interesting experiences in that myself. I had an op term, conventional music. Well, that's very interesting. In one of these banks, I had an op term, conventional music. The music was conventional. Why, it had nothing to do with me. It had to be unconventional music. Well, it didn't rule out music, but it certainly ruled out any ability to look at a piece of music and get anything out of it. I had to remember it and go around sideways and move down the corners of the thing. And, well, not just this item, but just as general confront picks up, well, I find out now I can listen to a piece of music and play the piece of music. I don't even have to have the music. Conventional, it doesn't matter. And the funny part of it is auditing is improving my ability to play more than practice is improving it. Well, as far as I'm concerned, being well conversant with the fields of the arts, writing and all that sort of thing, knowing the limitations and agonies of actual professional application in these fields, I know exactly what was blowing my brains out all along the line. And they were aberrations. They were aberrations on the subject. There's no such item, but long books. Supposing I'd had an item, long books. Well, good heavens, what would I do? If I thought, oh, I've got to write a long book. You know, I just would have quit. All kinds of somatics would have turned out. Would I have been able to write a long book? No. Now, as far as being able to fight things and get mad and raise the devil in life and have a game and all that sort of thing, why, getting rid of the GPM in certain spheres doesn't seem to have interfered with that at all. I mean, I'm twice as mad as I used to be at certain things. Reading the paper this morning, I think the Kennedy administration wants itself another medal. But I begin to see what is aberrated conduct. Not according to some unconfronted standard, I begin to see what is actual aberrated conduct, and I'm able to predict where that's going to land somebody, you see? And very far from destroying the game, I find myself getting more and more involved in what's going on and in present time. And the normal thing that is avoided by somebody who has an awful lot of items and so forth is present time. He's involved with games that don't exist. Well, did you ever try to play in a tennis court with no racket and no ball and no net and no partner? I think you'd look silly. You might be there in a tennis court, but there you are racing back and forth and fanning the air and so forth. There's no interchange. There's no scoreboard, nothing. Well, that is a very good picture of what most people are involved in doing. There's somebody sitting there, and he goes like this a lot, see? he goes like this a lot. Nobody can quite understand why he goes like this. Well, he's being a writer, you see. That's as close as he can come to it anymore, you know. He's still got an item. He should be going like this, but actually this is as close as he comes to it, see. Or maybe he's an old kettle drummer or something. We don't know. But he is playing some game that doesn't exist. And let me assure you, there's nothing that is less fun, and there's nothing that looks more ridiculous than somebody who is playing a game which no longer exists. Now, the fixed character of goals and the fixed character of items in the GPM give us an enormous number of games which an individual obsessively plays, which don't any longer exist. He has no reason to be playing these games, and they aren't any fun, and they make him feel awful, and nobody else is playing these games, and he rather tends to draw out of contact with all of existence. Well, what's this? What am I talking about here, basically? Well, I'm talking about the fact that he doesn't need this GPM, which I think is rather plain. But getting rid of it is a highly uncomfortable activity and very confusing to the PC, extremely confusing to the PC. He's in the middle of all sorts of items which give him all sorts of weird values. He's susceptible to ARC breaks that he himself doesn't understand what they are. He's going up against ideas and postulates that, in a large part, were quite germane in some other age and time, but no longer apply now. He understands them. He can understand them still, and he knows what they do to him. But they don't look to him much like games. That's because the game is no longer extant. And he's a prisoner of his own postulates. And life, accordingly, is quite unnecessarily unhappy and miserable. Life's bad enough without having some false misery and false nonsense added up onto it. You could probably cope with life all right if you didn't have all your old tin cans and chains and so forth that you were dragging along with you. You don't even have to be up to OT to cope with life once you begin to see what it is all about and stop misemoting on certain subjects that have nothing to do with your life. Well, be that as it may, this is no dissertation on aberration. This is just a dissertation on the subject of this GPM and these goals that an individual postulates. He postulates these goals, and then he accumulates a certain set of items, and then he eventually turns against the very goal which he himself has postulated, finds that he is now in a deep state of degradation because he's denied himself completely, has to turn around and postulate another goal to get himself out of the mess, and then eventually it wears out, and he is going up against, again, his own postulate, so he now has to postulate another goal. All this goes on, and he's just getting unhappier and unhappier, and he's less and less able and less powerful, and he is less and less capable of governing himself. He is governed by a series of unseen, unknown voices, impulses, urges, pains that demand that he do certain things which might have been all right when knighthood was in flower or when he was a space patrolman, but don't quite work out where he is at the present time. Manager of a knitting factory, you see, it doesn't quite go. He's having a hard time. He's giving himself this hard time. What we are trying for, in essence, is a self-governed individual. We've spoken a great deal about self-determinism and other determinism, but unless an individual is capable of exercising his own true self-determinism, he is then incapable of self-government, and so he will always be subjected to various tyrannical exterior forces. He is incapable of continuing on through life under his own steam. He has to be nursed along and all kinds of things. Well, you see that regardless of the power this individual could generate, regardless of his ability to knock over radio towers and the domes off capitals and so forth as an operating thing. Regardless of all of this stuff, regardless of his ability to make wine turn into tea at 2,000 yards at a spot glance, all that's very intriguing. But let's look at it within a framework which is far more comprehensible. This individual is a liability to all about him unless he himself is capable of self-government. That's interesting, isn't it? Now, control of his own environment does not necessarily mean a violation of the rights of everyone in that environment, but certainly on the fact that he operates on the greater good for the greater number of dynamics, and he solves his problems on that basis. When he is capable of self-government, he has crossed the biggest hurdle in the direction of a controlled or happy environment. He is looking all about him as he lives through his environment for enemies that victimize him. Well, I think that's very interesting, because standing right in the boots that he is standing in as he looks around that environment is his own worst enemy. Now, that isn't just an item. That is a fact. That is a fact. Buildings won't fall on his head anywhere near as hard as he himself is falling on his head. Life cannot do anything to him at all, actually. But he himself can accomplish his own destruction. And that is true of every human being alive. And this is the kind of world we live in, where everywhere we look, we see people bent on their own destruction. I have this experience continually. People race along over some level plain toward some deep cavern or chasm, and they're going along madly in the direction of the lip of this cliff, and they're about to fall into this chasm. And I say to them, hey, you know, you go along that way about another 15, 20 feet, you know, and you go over. And the fellow says, I guess I know what I'm doing. Boom. You say, what do you know? It happens rather continuously. I mean, there's hardly a week goes by, but what across my desk isn't evidence of somebody who was going to go over the cliff. I still, as a matter of form, say to him, hey, there's a cliff there, you know. And as a matter of form, sit back and listen to the dwindling scream. It's almost as if pointing out to them ways and means of self-destruction gives them the direction that they want to travel. Well, it's interesting living around such people. Now, we in Scientology are a cut above that. The definition of a true Scientologist is nothing very esoteric that one would want to use in the papers and so forth, because only a Scientologist would understand this definition. And that is this: no matter how mad he gets, no matter how upset he gets, no matter what outrageous things he is doing, a true Scientologist knows back of it that he is doing it, and has an inkling. He may not know exactly why, but he has an inkling that it's because of something he's done that makes him do it. He never quite loses sight of his own causative hand in his own fate. Well, here I am, mad as the devil at this car. Well, he may go right on kicking the tires, you understand. He doesn't necessarily totally control himself on the subject. He may go right on kicking the tires and cursing out the car. But somewhere back here, he says, you know, I must have done an awful lot of lousy things to cars to be treating a car this way. You know, he still has that little thing. He may be fighting with his wife, or she may be fighting with her husband, and mad as hops, you know, just and wipe it out, man, you know. And at the same time, you know, kind of, well, what have I done to him or her that is making me act this way? That is never quite lost sight of. It may not be strong enough or powerful enough to monitor or control a conduct, but it is there. A Scientologist is somebody who knows he is capable of understanding his motives, not just the overt motivator sequence. He's capable of understanding his motives. And you could put that down as the definition of what makes a Scientologist different than raw meat. Scientologist knows that he's capable of understanding his motives. If he went just a little bit deeper and thought just a little bit harder about it and looked just a little bit harder, why, he would know why he was doing this thing. He knows that there is an explanation to what he is doing. Well, now if a person who is calling himself a Scientologist really has never grasped that one fact, he's going to have an awful lot of trouble grasping what the GPM is all about. Why? Well, he doesn't think there is a cause. Now, to my shame, we do have a student right now who really doesn't know that overt acts cause people to blow. He doesn't know this. He hasn't got this down. And he let somebody blow. Well, he's got a ways to travel. Well, why doesn't he know that? Well, that's because he himself doesn't quite have this one datum. He doesn't know that he himself is doing the things he's doing because of something he has done. He doesn't really believe that he is capable of understanding his own motives. You see? So not being totally cognizant of this one fact, not really thinking or believing that he is capable of understanding his own motives or handling himself or controlling his own motives or picking up his own overts or any of this sort of thing, then he doesn't think that the other fellow has caused his own difficulties. So, of course, he can't audit the GPM. There's nothing more manifest in the world than the GPM as a confirmation of a person causing his own trouble. That's no reason to condemn him. Scientologists don't do that. But there is no reason not to understand it. A fellow made a postulate. He said, I'm going to square this all up to be a pirate. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a pirate. To be a pirate. That solves all of this. That just solves everything. I'm going to be a pirate. Yes, that solves all the trouble I've been having. I'm going to be a pirate. And a few trillennia later, he sees a pig going down the road with a ring in its snout. And he faints and has a heart attack. Everybody says, look at what the hot weather has done to him. No, the hot weather might have assisted all this. But who did it to him? He did it to himself. Way back down the track, he said to be a pirate. And of course, pirates wear rings in their noses. There it is. Who did it? He did it. Well, now you can't go around condemning this person for having done it to himself unless you were capable of establishing for his reality and yours too what he did to himself, and in such a way that it eradicates that causation in the past. Well, you don't have to blame him if you can eradicate it. Well, all of these causations for his, quote, misfortunes, unquote, are initially and basically resident in the GPM. Now, those of yesteryear have actually far more force on him than those of today. But because they exist in yesteryear, and because today has in it all of the force contained from yesteryear till now, it seems to him that those items in which he exists here, that these items he exists with in present time, draw a GPM here, and this is the PT situation, these items here in present time, those items are terribly important. Maybe he's sitting in something that says, women who look like beatniks, you know? Maybe that's the op term, see? And he's going mad. He doesn't even know he's got this. He's formed it up, but he's going mad on this subject. And his wife's a very neatly dressed girl and everything else, and he always calling her a beatnik, and she never can figure it out, and he never can figure it out. And here are these items here, the chronic present time problem, chronic present time problem. Always, 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 riding along with him, riding along with him. He has another one. He knows, you see, that the source of his ulcerous condition, you see, is because he eats too much harsh food. No, that's the somatic. All women are beatniks. And what does he have to be? He has to be a Turk in order to combat this in some aberrated way. Well, there's his ulcers, and there's his opposition, and he begins to think the whole environment is against him, when in actual fact it's just women are beatniks. He sees some uncombed hair, he gets ulcers. Bang, bang, just like that, 1-2. Well, this isn't actually causation. This is an effect. He's being the effect of these items. The fact you can run them out and discharge them is quite remarkable. But way down here, let's take another bank. You see, these banks are lots of items long. Here's another bank. Here's another bank. Here's another bank. Here's another bank. Another bank. Here's another bank. You get the idea. It goes on like this. Way back here someplace, down below, in this bank down here, he has a goal to be a man. Naturally, this one creeps up through charge all the way up to the top here and causes women to be antipathetic to him. Now, when you audit him, what are you looking for? Well, actually, you're looking for one bank at a time. That's all you're looking for. That bank is monitored by the goal, the first goal, and that is the thing you are looking for. This bank has a goal. Now, this top bank may be complete, or it may be incomplete, but it is only incomplete from the top down. It will be perfect in form right up to PT. But where is the PT? Is the PT at where the goal is expiring, or is it halfway through? We don't know that. You would establish that. But he's postulated a goal. Now, it is that goal which is available, and the first action is to find that goal. Why is that the first action? Because if you find too many of these items without finding that goal, you turn off the PCs, RS, and RR. He cannot orient. You don't know what kind of items you are looking for. You shoot out of the bank, and all kinds of wild, weird things happen. So let's put first things first. Let's find the goal. Let's find the goal for the first bank. Now, we may be unlucky and find the goal for the second bank. We're looking for the goal for the first bank and actually run quite a bit of the second bank before we find out that a first bank exists. All right, you still have done nobody any damage. You'll start up and try to find the top of this thing and you'll run into another goal. All right, but that's a mischance. In the bulk of the cases you operate with, you will find that goal of that first bank. That's what you will find. And having found that, you will find his immediate explanation of what is wrong with him. He is causing a condition in life which pervades every part of life he is living, monitored, of course, by the fact that all this has gone before. But you're not interested in all this that's gone before. You are only interested in this first bank, the one closest to present time. Not the first one formed on the time track. That's so, Lord knows how long ago. You're interested in the one that was formed just the other trillennia, just the other day. You want that goal. All right. Now, having found that goal, you want the packages, the items, the pairs of items. These are always in 2 in 3M. They are not in 4, as in the fringe areas that you get in 212. They're always in 2, and they follow a certain pattern. And there they are. They're already there to be run. You have to find the goal in order to run them. And then having found the goal, what are you looking for? You're looking for the highest op term in the bank. Well, in a truncated GPM, one that is cut off at the top, the highest op term will not be very violently stated, and it'll be more difficult, your first list. When you do this first list on other banks, which are complete, you will be amazed at how easy it is. But because not all the items are formed at the top of the GPM yet, you may have some difficulty with this. But the bulk of the cases, you won't have any difficulty with it. Now, you're looking for certain items, and you find those items by following certain rules. You think, well, we had an awful lot of rules and we threw all those away. No, we didn't. Just last night, somebody in the Z unit actually nulled a list that I think had 7 RRs on it, each one of which fired during nulling. Well, we could have a real idiot's picnic out of this, you know. You mustn't have 2 firing at the same time on a list, but it's all right to have 7 firing on the list. That's idiot. You want 1 firing on a list. You see, you've got certain rules. The second you find 2 are firing on a list, man, extend the list. Nobody's broken those rules down. Extend the list till you only got 1 firing on the list. Now, I just saw another folder. It horrified me. Twice running, I have checked a list. Twice running, I have checked a list. Unbeknownst to the auditor, I put the PC on the meter. Mean of me. But this auditor had item, X, and then this is the way the list looked. Well, of course, it had many items long. Aw, please. For a year and a half, I've been telling you. For a year and a half, I've been telling you. God damn it, don't do that. Why? Because the list is not discharged. What are all these stroke X? What is that? The first thing it says to you is the list is insufficiently listed to take the charge of it all. Nobody's changed any of the listing rules. You've been overlisting for the most part and skipping items. But please stop that. And then you know what I found? You know what I found? I found that those marked RS and those marked RR were still firing halfway. Ah, what does this mean? That means that we had a dishonest auditor. A dishonest auditor. And I just decided to come down on this with a thud, and I have. You know what an X means? You know what an X means? It doesn't mean this didn't RS. It doesn't mean this didn't RR. It means this does not produce any reaction of any kind on the meter. And when you put an X down in front or behind an item, I want you to have said and be true to your statement, this does not produce a reaction on the needle. That is what X means. This produces no reaction on the needle. Well, you say it's impossible. I mean, you go down these lists, and they do produce reaction on the needle. Oh, wake up, for Christ's sakes. I've only been trying to teach you this for a year and a half. The list is not complete. It's charged. Oh, you say we're liable to overlist. Let me tell you something. the bypassed item is more likely to occur early on the list than late on the list. If you're going to pick an item that will bypass an item, you understand, it's liable to occur earlier up here, more likely to occur. It doesn't always. Sometimes it's the first item on the list, and it bypasses no items. Let's say it's this one, this fourth one down here from the top. Let's say it's this one, huh? All right, what about that one? It's a G-whizzer. A G-whizzer. Ah, but a G-whizzer isn't due to come up for another three items. It's part of the bank, but it isn't due to come up for three items. What we want's a whatnotter. And a whatnotter, my God, a whatnotter is clear down here. That's a whatnotter. In other words, the next item we want is a whatnotter. And if you list to this one, the second item, a G-whizzer, and then take a fully charged list and null it, you'll get some kind of idiot's performance like this, by the way. You've never listed it down to where the next item on the list occurred. Why? Well, look to here now. Let's look at our definitions. Why is this? And excuse me for swearing, because if I could just teach you the ethics of the situation, they include never giving the PC an item unless it fires. See, the item's got to fire. And never putting an X down so long as a goal or an item even goes, no matter how slightly. You understand? It can have a faint roughing of the needle, as you call it. You'll find that quite common in goals. You couldn't get it to tick for the life of you. And if you examined it at 128 sensitivity, you'd find, as you said it, there is a slight, tiny roughness of the needle. Well, you can't get it as a read. It won't read. Nothing else will read. But we're talking about something that goes tick, man, you know, tick, tick. And you put an X down across something like that? Oh, you just told a lie. That is a lie. And a very vicious one. Because it says that this list here was improperly listed and improperly nulled. And it is covered up by the fact that an X is put there. This X is put there? Oh, why? Why did we put an X there? In the first place, why would we try an out, you know, in, X? What are you doing nulling a list like that? I mean, you know how a list nulls? This is the way a list ought to look. There's nothing much to these lists. The list, as you know, should look something like this if you're going to null a whole list. That's the item. Now, how do you get one like that? How do you get one like that? Well, by listing it until it's null. Oh, but what happens if you overlist it? Well, the PC protests it, then you have a dirty needle. No, I'm afraid you have to know how to audit. There's no substitute for knowing how to audit. The two things that go out and give you a dirty needle are protest. I'll put this down well, because don't think I ever stated these both consecutively and together. Protest and decide. Protest and decide are the buttons you have to get in every now and then on a PC that's prone to have a dirty needle on everything and you can't know on. Keep protesting. Fail reveal, of course, gives you the dirtiest needle. That gives you the most twiggle twiggle, but we're not interested so much in that. But it's protest and decide that foul up a list. The PC has decided that the item isn't on it. The PC has decided that there is no item on it. The PC has decided that the auditing question is wrong. The PC's decided something. And you'll continuously have a reaction. And the PC is protesting. You'll continuously have a reaction. Well, what's this mean? The protest and decide are all the buttons you need to get in actual fact, when you're knowing. You show the PC the list for anything he's done to it or something like this. And he eventually starts, if a PC is being overlisted, he'll protest and decide. You mostly don't have to get him in at all. Just lean across and show the PC. You say, hey, take a look at these things, you know. Have you done anything with that? Any thoughts on this list? Not have you invalidated anything. That's getting in a button. Have you had any thoughts on this list? The PC looks it over. Oh, I thought that to be a cockroach. I thought that was a very funny goal. You say, all right, and your needle is now clean again. But do you know that no amount of rudiments or anything else, no amount of them, will clean up a list which is still charged? Learn that. And no amount of rudiments will clean up a list that has been listed, overlisted, into the ground, that the PC's going out of his head on. It'll just continue with a dirty needle. In other words, there's two extremes. There's underlisting and there's overlisting. Don't do either one. How long is a list? Well, a list is long enough so that it nulls properly and has an item on it. That's how long a list is. Well, how can you tell if something is underlisted? Well, if you have a bunch of dirty needles and the thing is an unclean needle, a very dirty needle as you go down the line. And if two items occur on the list, in other words, you get two rocket reads, or an RS and a rock slam, or two RSs on the list and so forth, you know the list is not complete, so you have to continue it. Well, what's an overlisted list? Well, the PC is just kind of in apathy about it all and upset and sort of wadded in the ground, and it all is sort of tight and the mass is tight and the needle is tight and the auditor's just been a nut, that's all. The auditor had a complete list and didn't know when to stop. Well, this asking the question for a test is all very well, but it is a rough rule of thumb. You have to add five more after the thing cleaned up, or you'll very often miss the item. The item was about to go on, but wasn't on yet. But because it's about to go on, it doesn't act as charge on the needle. And therefore, the question is freed of that burden, and you'll find it'll go on in the next few. It's not a matter of judgment. It's a matter of pure mechanics. An overlisted or an underlisted list are equally difficult to null. You get a terrific protest going, you see, if you start overlisting and you get a continuous dirty needle. It's as simple as that. I mean, these are matters of judgment. These are matters of observation. What are you trying to do? You're trying to find the next consecutive item, or you're trying to find the PC's goal. That's what you're trying to do. And in order to do that, you have to pay attention to this other phenomena. The other phenomena is that if you can't null a list, you've either overlisted it like mad, at which time the PC has already decided the item is on the list, which gives you a continuous read, and the PC is protesting like mad because he says the item is on the list. And with both of these things at play, you, of course, can never null the thing. In addition to that, overlisting has a tendency to suppress the actual item. You just wasted an awful lot of time. Now, you also can put more items on the list than you actually need. You might even get the wrong one firing, or something weird might happen on an overlist. Well, an underlist is easily detectable because more than one item, RRs or RSs, or everything on the list is live, you call these things and so forth. Well, if you call this item here and it gives you a little tick and a flash and so forth, don't put an X down there, man. Why? It's not out. You see, it isn't that it doesn't RR and therefore is out. No, it has a reaction on it and therefore is not out. And I don't care what you're looking for, the rules and laws of listening remain what they are. No, sir, you'll never have the item. Now let's go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further and let you find out something about GPM. Let you know something. You probably already do. But let's make sure you do. What are you doing when you've got a goal to be a lady, getting an op term, steam locomotive, and a terminal astronomy? What are you doing? Why? Why do you even stop? I mean, why do you even... Why even read anything back to the PC, man? You know it's wrong. Well, what are you doing? Where are you? You know, you're supposed to be the auditor. Yeah, is this your item? I got something here that RRs. Sure, you got something at RRs. You got something at RRs from 15 banks away, and it RRs. Well, sure, anything will RR, but didn't belong to the goal. Now, look at here. Look at this most likely list. You're going down this most likely list, going down the most likely list, going down the most likely list, and so forth. And finally, why, you think, well, that's about it. That's the end of that. It's to be a lady, you see, and you've got items like chemistry sets, cockeyed jazzaboos, porphyry and granite, astronomy, steam locomotives, and so forth. Ah, let's say complete. I guess I'll knowledge. There's the one that Rocket reads, a steam locomotive. All right, that's the highest in your bank, a steam locomotive. And then we oppose that, and we oppose that, and we oppose that, and we don't have any RR left on the PC. Well, why? You aren't even operating in the bank to be a lady. What item do you want? Look, know your GPMs, man. Know your GPMs. What item do you want? You're not going to evaluate for it and give it to the PC. But you're sure going to list till you get this kind of thing. Now, look, the PC's confront is not very good. The PC's confront is too bad. And the PC is not going to recognize. The PC's not going to recognize his items until he's listed long enough to find his items. Let's take this to be a lady, and we're getting items like porphyry and granite, crab tarts. This is close as he can get to his goal, see? You just got to list till you find something on there that... Women who are ladies, or something like this, don't you see? You get what I mean? Oh, you say, oh, well, this is pretty looking pretty good now. Women who are ladies, and there it is. We start nulling this thing off, and all of a sudden, why, women who are ladies. Well, we know it's what the top op turn is. We already know the script. If it's a goal to be a lady, the top op turn is going to have something to do with being a lady, and the PC is now very much opposed to it. See that? Being a lady. Ladylike actions. Women who are ladies. It's only in this middle ground of a GPM, if you're looking at a line plot, it's only in the middle ground of the GPM that it departs at all. And then it'll have something that's quite germane. It'll have something like to be a lady, niceness, mannerliness, something like that. That's be your middle ground. What the items that you're looking for top op term, as you list this list down here, it's got to have something to do with a lady. And I don't mean something to do with women who are very beautiful and sweet. I mean it's got to have a lady in it. You understand? A lady. Or ladies. You know? English words. A space L-A-D-Y. That is part of the terminal, or ladies, L-A-D-I-E-S, is part of it, or you haven't got anything. So what are you doing picking it up? What are you doing? I mean, that's adding the auditor in there to a terrific degree, but on your most likely list, you're getting everything under the sun, moon, and stars, but something which has the exact wording of the goal in it, one way or the other. Well, what's your top terminal on to be a lady? It isn't actually to be a tramp. It'll be somebody who wants nothing to do with being a lady or something like that, don't you see? Somebody who can't be a lady. That will be the top op term. I mean, it's so simple. And somebody here recently on an audit had an item on a goal. A person with this goal. Oh, but look, that's never part of the bank. Somebody with the goal to catch catfish. Yeah, oh yeah, that's it. So the PC hadn't stated it. The PC hadn't stated it. Well, how do you get around this? Obviously, if you tried to know this list, you see, it mechanically confirms the significance of it. If you tried to know this list, most likely, and it didn't have anything on it, lady, a lady, ladies, you know, if it didn't have stuff like this on it, it isn't going to be discharged. Why? Because you haven't got any of the GPM's items on the list. What's going to discharge it? See, it's as simple as that. It isn't going to discharge by some, because you're charming as an auditor. It's going to discharge because it's got something on it that belongs. Simple. You know, I could probably steer a PC by lengths of lists straight through a GPM without a halt or an upset on just how many are listed and, you know, and checking it up, how many are, and that the list is nullable and not more than one fires. In other words, steer them through totally blind with no assistance of any kind from the significance of the item. But I could also steer them through one with no RRs. Hardly a meter. How? Well, I know what a GPM looks like. Well, you're down there at the bottom, maybe you've got the goal, just stated as a goal. That's simple. You've got at the top of the thing, you've got the reverse side of the goal. You've got people who catch catfish. That's become an enemy. Something like that, or catfish catchers. That'll be up the top of this thing. The op term is established there for, and then the terminal, the top terminal that is up at the top. Will be somebody who doesn't want anything to do with catching catfish or some such statement as that. Down on the terminal side of the thing, you've got the goal as an RI to catch catfish. The next item up from that is the goal to catch catfish. The next item up from that is somebody with the goal to catch catfish or somebody or something with the goal to catch catfish. And occasionally, it'll be somebody with a goal to catch catfish and then above that, somebody or something with a goal to catch catfish and then a catfish catcher. Well, we've taken care of now a great many items. The rest of those items will be germane. They will not have catfish in them or something like that, but they'll all be germane. You might even go so far afield as people who don't like fish, or people who won't eat, or people who hate sports. You might even have something like that. Or you might have unluckiness, you see. But you're getting pretty far afield. The middle ground of a GPM is the bottom of the op term column and the middle of the GPM is left a question. The rest of it is not left a question. It could be rephrased just exactly looking at the goal. You look at the goal, you could actually write those things. I say you better not. But you could actually write them in on the plot. That's what you practically could write them in. There's slightly different ways of stating them. A PC could even become aware of these things and the goal discharge and everything will be fine. But if you know what you're heading for and if you know what you're trying to get on your line plot and you know what you're trying to list, why, it assists you enormously not to make stupid mistakes. So follow it all mechanically, do it all mechanically, obey all the mechanical rules, and to that add your good sense. To be a lady, op term, a steam locomotive, terminal, astronomy. Well, Ron, here's the GPM. I've got her line plot, okay. I've got her line plot fine here. Where's the rest of the items? Well, she didn't have any, as a matter of fact. That's the whole GPM. You're going to see some of these. It's going to be your unpleasant duty to point out to an auditor that somewhere he has bypassed everything but the goal. He's fortunate. He still has the PC's goal, and it's still rocket reads. But everything else has been bypassed. The GPM and all items in it. Not only has he done this, but he has also gratuitously added the contents, the odd and random contents of two or three other GPMs. There's ways of checking this. If an item ticks, it came wrongly off a list. That is to say, you go back on the line plot and you check all the items on the line plot, you find something ticking, the list it came off of was too complete or incomplete, one or the other. You've got to adjust that list, get another item, throws you back into the GPM. It's actually not very hard to do. You remind me of somebody who sent out into the front yard to find a dozen white stones amongst the gravel. And the white stones are there. And you keep coming back with gray stones, pink stones, and green stones and saying, look, there they are. PC sort of messed up, was sick all day yesterday. But here's this beautiful green stone. A steam locomotive. And you're just not using your good sense. You go out in the front yard, you're supposed to find a dozen white stones. All right? You even know they're white. You can pick them up. You could almost pick them out. You hardly have to audit the PC at all to put together his line plot. Of course, if he put his own line plot together without the thing being run and discharged, he'd be one of the sickest PCs you ever had anything to do with. But that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you know what should be there. And if you're not getting what should be there, boy, you're doing something wrong. Then the mechanical rules are out too. What you're doing is spectacular to such a degree that it has never been done on the track. This is just unknown information. Never been done. 2,500 years ago, they banged a few guys out of their heads. We did that the other day on the Long John television program to the benefit of the whole New York audience. I sent a cable over and I said, bang somebody out of his head. Well, there was a professor sitting there who was saying, yeah, Scientology and so forth. And Thomas's wife, according to a report I had, told him, try not to be 3 feet back of his head, and by God, there he was. Made very good radio. I wonder how many other people in New York City who had tried not to be 3 feet back of their heads at that moment. I imagine there were a couple of taxi cabs hit other taxi cabs about that moment. But actually, that's as far as, besides some codes of morals and things like that, that's about as far as Buddhism went. You know what they told you to do in Buddhism after that? Although we're the inheritors of all of the empire of Buddhism, in actual fact, we should not be blind to what the Buddhist did. He got overwhelmed by the GPM. Oh, you think so? You don't think he did, huh? What do you think Nirvana is? You've seen pictures of Nirvana, haven't you? Populated, totally populated, big circular mass that you're supposed to go into and become one of all with everything. He collided with the GPM, but he didn't know what it was. He thought it was heaven. Well, we're way beyond that. What we're doing is so spectacular that it's completely out of the range of believability that we have accomplished this thing. And yet we are, and are accomplishing it. We have accomplished it. There we are. Aha. But What happens now? Are you supposed to sit there in total reverence just because this is enough to overwhelm every Thetan in this universe? Are you supposed to now sit there in a state of overwhelm? I don't think you are. You know the scar. You can become the master of this thing. Well, why not do so? You're on the way out from this. You've won. What are you doing? Cowing before, kowtowing to, and being a slave on the subject of the great overpowering GPM. No, you've got it. You got it made. We'll go ahead and audit it. Learn more of it. It's not formidable. All you have to do is an honest job of auditing today, and a sensible job. The GPM merely proceeds from a goal. You clean up the GPM for that goal. You find the next goal. We even got easy ways to do that. And as soon as you got the goal to the next GPM, then clean up with a prep check the GPM you're working in. Go on. Find the items of the next goal. Oh, it's not easy on the PC. But as soon as you get the stunt, it's awful easy on the auditor. And the easier it is on the auditor, and the more cleverly an auditor can do this, and the easier it is for an auditor to do this, the easier it is on the PC. You go on down the track at a high rate of speed. This can be done. This is being done. We are being successful. Time for you to wake up and take a look. Despite the GPM, you now have permission to confront. Thank you very much. Good night.